continued blessings of the light of the season, as well as from within yourself. And so let's meditate on that again, and with that again. Feel yourself present. And acknowledge that choice itself is one of illumination. And we smile with that, because that can be any moment, illumination. And the lightness of being that is and supports and fosters, brings forward, births. So again, your choice, our choice, each of us, and us as a group, to come, to sit, and sit for contemplation and meditation is an illumined choice and provides illumination. And take a moment and a smile and an open heart, open mind. Take a moment and reflect on that. How many times through the day, that simple reflection, gratitude, wonder, inspiration, happiness, laughter, dancing, singing, touching the ground, feet bare on the ground, all the ways you can think of it that are the gift of illumination, the gift of lightness of being in that moment through your day. All the ways that's possible. And reflect on the uniqueness of that for you specifically, your environment, the people you encounter or live with, the pets if you have them, Again, the specifics of your opportunities to be present, to be in lightness of being, and gratitude, the list, and even your list. The list will have overlap for all of us. We'll have overlap, but there'll be many features and factors that you might call to mind right now that are unique to you, unique to your environment, your people, your interests, what you notice, what not all of that, the uniqueness of this process of being present for you, for me specifically. Because that too is a process of illumination. And so we smile. Our day is already gifted, already blessed. We are so fortunate. It's amazing. It's truly amazing. There's so much hardship in the world. And we are so fortunate. And so the possibilities of illumination, the plural, the possibilities of illumination any moment, and any kind of illumination about love, loving kindness, gratitude, let go, let be, essence of being, emptiness. But then, the list is limitless. How amazing! How fortunate. How can we be anything else? How can we think any other way? It's amazing to consider. All the aspects of it are amazing to consider. Because we see and we hear about other places in the world, maybe even other places down the street, but just don't have this good fortune right now in their lives. Wow, what a gift in this season of gifts, this season of light. And so we smile again and soften into our hearts. You can put your hand on your heart. If that supports that softening and opening. And then consider, with words from Master DK, I am one with all the world, and all that I have is theirs. May the love that is in my heart pour forth to them. May the thoughts that my mind thinks reach and encourage them. So again, I am one with all beings, and all that I have is this. May the love that is in my heart pour forth to them. May the thoughts that my mind and soul, he uses the term soul, my mind and soul create, reach and encourage them. And so feel the Bodhi mind, the bodhicitta, the heart mind, the dedication of heart mind, all of it in these three statements. He was masterful at giving some of the most profound, deep teachings from the Buddha in ways that were just easy. So hands on the heart and deepening and softening and opening. Course, the original was, I am one with my group brothers, and all that I have is theirs. May the love which is in my heart pour forth to them. May the thoughts which my soul creates reach and encourage them. So we're adjusting it slightly to the world and all beings. So deepen into a meditation. Of love, and all that I have is theirs. Of love again, that it reach out and touch every being and ignite the same within every being, and that all thoughts be generated from the highest aspect of who you are in this life. Reach and encourage. Encourage. That's an important word. All beings. We take a long, so deep breath with all beings. Ooh. Love you all. Create your day through love.